The FAO Community of Policy Practitioners is a network of policy experts that share experiences and information and who work together on policy support at country level. This includes peer-to-peer learning on many of the topics relevant to policy practitioners worldwide. One of the hottest topics is financing sustainable development for food and agriculture in the context of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. To tell us more about how to mobilize resources from the Global Environment Facility and how this important source of funding is evolving, I'm here with Jeffrey Griffin, Senior Coordinator of the JEF Unit in the Investment Center Division. Jeffrey, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What is FAO's history with the Global Environment Facility?
The Global Environment Facility was established in 1992, soon after the first Rio conference. FAO began working with the Global Environment Facility soon thereafter, but it wasn't until 2006 when we got full access to all JEF programming as a fully fledged JEF agency. Since then, our FAO JEF portfolio has grown steadily and particularly rapidly in the past 5 years, from zero in 2006 to almost $700 million today.
What can we expect from JEF 7? What's new about it?
JEF 7 has a completely different programming architecture than JEF 6. It's more integrated. It's more fully linked to the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. And in that respect, it's much more aligned with FAO's own priorities than ever before. For example, the JEF 7 programming architecture is characterized by these new impact programs, they're calling them. And what that means is they're going from more of an a la carte menu approach where they have many different focused programs, you could say sectoral programs, to a more integrated programmatic approach through these impact programs. There are currently 16 of these impact programs in the JEF 7 architecture. And here in FAO, we have decided to initially anyway focus in on three of these impact programs that are at the core of what FAO does. One of them being food systems, sustainable food systems, another being landscape restoration, and a third being healthy oceans and sustainable fisheries.
What is FAO doing now to prepare for JEF 7?
Well, first of all, let me say that JEF 6 is not yet over, and we are continuing to prepare and submit projects to the JEF for JEF 6 funding. But our attention is turning increasingly to planning for JEF 7, and in that respect, we are doing two things with this JEF 7 process. We are providing technical input when requested by the JEF to help them refine the actual programming directions, the programming architecture for JEF 7. And secondly, FAO has created its own internal planning process where we brought together colleagues from around the organization, led by the strategic programs, to begin compiling our own strategic entry points for the JEF 7 program going forward. And what we hope to have by the end of this year, early next year, is a menu of options for our countries and our country reps to discuss with the countries themselves in advance of the JEF 7 program so we can begin to have some commitments from the countries to work with FAO on JEF 7 before the JEF 7 begins in July 2018.
How do JEF and the Green Climate Fund complement each other, and what are the main differences?
Well, let's start with the main differences. The Green Climate Fund is a funding mechanism for the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. It's focused on climate change mitigation and climate change adaptation. The JEF, on the other hand, is the financial mechanism for multiple environmental conventions, including the Framework Convention on Climate Change, but also including the Convention on Biological Diversity, the Stockholm Chemicals Convention, and the Convention to Combat Desertification. This makes JEF a broader-based funding mechanism than the GCF. With respect to how they complement each other, I think a simple answer to that question is that FAO's decades of experience with our JEF work provides a solid foundation, an extensive foundation of work upon which to build with our GCF work.
Is there anything else you'd like to share with policy practitioners in the field?
Let me just focus in on one simple message, and that is that in each one of our GEF projects, policy plays an important role. It may not be the focus of a particular JEF project, but I would say that every one of FAO's JEF projects probably spends 10 to 20% of the budget on policy improvements. Policy level work is key to almost every JEF project. It's foundational. If you look at any of our FAO JEF projects, you'll see policy invariably in almost every one of them.
Mr. Griffin, thank you.
Thank you.